Hello and welcome to Parent Talk hashtag with Beverly. So I've got to make it clear that we are on iTunes, Google, Spotify, and you can subscribe to the podcast and you can find us there. We have a blue and red logo like speech bubbles and it says Parent Talk hashtag. And the hashtag means that we talk about anything really. So who am I again? Yep, I'm Beverly, and I'm a Black British mother of West Indian descent with two children who are 19 and 17, and we're based in London, UK. Not an expert in anything, just sharing my thoughts, opinions, and experiences in the hope that it helps another parent or someone somewhere. So today, what's the hashtag about? Well, we're going to be talking to another father. Listen, if the father don't want to speak to me and they want to use this space to talk about their side of parenting, then who am I not to give them the space? If you are a mother, grandmother, grandfather, auntie, uncle, and you want to talk about parenting, you know what to do. Get in contact with me, okay? Just check the link and we'll see where we go from there. You too can share on this podcast. Sorry, I've gone a bit crazy. Lack of food. So what I'm trying to say is that, you know, it's good to have other people on the show to be able to talk about their side of things, because all of us have different experiences. Not everybody's going to experience the same thing. And even if we experience the same thing, we're going to look at it a little bit differently. So why not learn from each other? That's what this space is about. I mean, I don't suggest for 1 minute, right, that my experience is the same. I'm going to talk for every single mother's experience, because it's not. But, you know, I hope that it does give a perspective and that it helps us to get an insight. Or we can just be plain nosy or mix up in other people's business, as my mum would say. Oh, but I mix up in everybody's business. Yeah, but, you know, how are we going to learn if we don't listen and we don't learn from each other? Anyway, whatever your reasons for listening today, let's just be open to the other view, someone else's viewpoint. And my hope is that we become richer from hearing the different stories and by sharing. So today, as I said earlier, I got a young father who's willing to talk about his side of the parenting coin. And I say young because he's definitely younger than me. So grab your beverages and chill or potter around as you listen. I will ask some questions. So just follow in faith this week as we try and keep it real each and every time. So, yeah, I done said that already. So, Ali, welcome to the podcast, Parent Talk, hashtag. Hello, darling, we're back. Ali.
Yes.
You there?
Yes. Speaking, babe.
Okay, it seems to be picking you up really well. So, introduce yourself to the people, Demno.
All right. So, my name's Ali. I'm a window cleaner. I've got a window cleaning company. And I'm from the south side of London.
Mm-hmm.
The company's called Frames and Sills Window Cleaning. Mm-hmm. If you need some windows cleaned, anyone listening?
Well, we'll get to that, Ollie. Don't worry. Right now, we're gonna put you on the spot and talk about parenting. You know. So,
all right.
How many children do you have, and what ages are they?
I've got three children currently.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're planning to have more?
But one thing I've learned is never say never, because after the first one, I was saying no more, and I got three now to answer that question. So that's why I say currently, so I don't catch a heart attack when I find out that.
So how old are they now?
You got six, you got three, and you got 1 year.
Wow. You're really a young father, isn't it?
Yes. And that's one boy, the oldest, and then two girls, the youngest.
Okay. So are they all for one mother? Sorry to ask, but you know, that's just the, you know, people make assumptions that people have children with all different partners. So,
well, boy, you see it everywhere, innit? Yeah. But yes, it's for one mother.
And was that important? Was that important for you?
Definitely. I don't think I can deal with two headaches. So.
A two headache? No, you don't. You want to rephrase that.
That's it. Do you know what it is? Yeah, I just feel like splitting resources over two households is a major no-no financially, and also trying to split your time across two households. If you buy one something, then the other one wants something, and you know, you have to treat everyone equally. It's a bit too hard. So yeah, it was definitely intentional to have kids with one woman.
I mean, we chat kind of like comfortably. I think people, I thought it might be nice to let people know how we met.
Okay.
So do you recall how we met?
Yeah, I can remember actually. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I was cleaning windows actually, and you sort of drove past, hit the brakes and reversed back up and was like, oh, I can't remember. What did you say again?
Yo, brother, is this your business?
Yeah, that was it.
Something along them lines, like, is this your business or are you working for somebody?
He said, you clean windows? Is it your business? And I said, yeah. She said, all right, come.
Give me the tip. Yeah. Give me the business card, which you did give me.
Yeah.
And that must have been about, what, a year? Over a year ago?
Yeah, it's got about over a year. It would have been over a year because I was just sort of starting up at the time. So, yeah.
And you were telling me...
Well appreciated when you pulled up.
Well, you know, I'd not seen a young black man window cleaning before.
Yeah, sorry, there comes my back's coming home. Sorry to cut you there.
That's cool. You do what you're doing. We're in lockdown ease, Sam.
Alright. Nice. Where's mommy? Yeah, someone's telling me what's going on.
You know what? Don't worry about it.
Because
my cat normally interrupts my podcast. It's only because I shut the door while the cat's not in there.
Okay.
I was saying that at the time, this is about a year. It's February. I remember it's February last year. And I hadn't seen a black window cleaner before for a while. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
Especially because you looked younger. You looked younger than you look younger than your age, actually.
I'll take that, definitely.
So I was like, let me see if you've got a business card, if it is your own business. And when I found that out, I think you've been my window cleaner ever since, really, haven't you?
Ever since, yeah. I haven't missed an appointment up to date. So.
You've never missed an appointment, and I've never missed pain. But it's about supporting each other. You know what I mean? So
yeah, 100%, 100%, definitely.
Go ahead.
I think that's something that we should all sort of try and do more, sort of support each other's ventures and uplift each other, definitely.
That's true. And this is before I knew you had a family of three, yeah?
Yes.
So how have you, your partner, and the children been doing, you know, for the last 3-4 months?
We've been all right, you know, we've been good. Everyone's sort of happy, healthy, so I mean, I can't complain. It's been hard in a sense with the homeschooling, and also I haven't been able to do the backs of houses, and obviously the money's sort of in the backs.
Yeah.
So that's been a struggle. But I've been ticking over, covering the outgoings, so I can't complain really.
And you, like a lot of families, you know, one of the big things has been homeschooling. You know,
boy, that's a topic in on itself.
Yeah,
and
you, especially with your age groups, they're all, you know, they're under 10. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's
it's definitely been a struggle. My boy, he struggles a lot with English. He's brilliant at maths. But with the English, I think it's a lot to do with his confidence.
Right.
So when he spills already, before he even starts, he's not good at it. So already his attitude is he doesn't really want to do it. So it's hard to engage him. But we've been trying different strategies and things. Speaking to our nearest and dearest, I think I even spoke to you about it, Bevan. You gave me a few pointers, things that we could try, which have actually worked.
Really? Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And I'm talking about the creative writing. Getting him, if you remember, I don't know if you remember what you said. And you said to get him to sort of talk out a story and then sort of ask him, so if you wanted to have someone else understand or hear your story and you're not around, how would you do that? And then we come to the conclusion that he said, oh, we could write it down. And I said, all right, wicked, let's write it down then. And we took it like that and it really engaged him. So thanks for that then.
Well, I'm glad to hear some feedback. You know, that something works. But, you know, I'm sure you've got lots of other things that you've been trying as well.
Yeah, we tried a few different things. I mean, exercise seems to work with him. So before we would just go try and get straight into it. Now we sort of normally do about half an hour exercise. And he's sort of on it. He likes the physical, so that engages him as well. So that's been working. But yeah, you know how it is with kids. You only can get so much time out of them, and then their brain, they want to do something else. So.
It's the same with adults, babes. It's the same with adults.
It's true.
You know? Well, that's really good to know because, you know, sometimes some parents, they probably wouldn't even think about the exercising for some kids before they engage them in some sit-down learning. And it's just that you recognize that for your son, so that's really good.
Thank you. I think it's definitely one to try if anyone's little ones are struggling to engage. I've got nothing but good things to say about that for us anyway. It's worked for us. Obviously each one is different, so you just have to try and see what works.
And he's the eldest, isn't he? So
yeah.
Because normally if you start with the eldest, the others watch and learn.
Yes.
So if they see that he's enjoying something, they also want a piece of the pie.
Well, the middle one's already trying to do sit-ups and talking about push-ups and all of this, so... Yeah. Hold my feet, Dad. That's what she says. Hold my feet. So she's only three, bless her.
Yes, but you see, you know, what I found with my two, if I did it with the first one, the second one already saw. And so, therefore, some of my job was a little easier.
Yeah, definitely.
The thing to look out for is that you don't try and treat them exactly the same because they're both different.
So, they're individuals, yeah.
Exactly. So I was going to ask you what was one of the hardest things you had to do as a father, but let me.
Where do I start?
Well, let's start with how did you feel when you realised you were actually going to become a dad?
At the time, if I'm to be honest, I wasn't exactly chuffed. I was a bit nervous, a bit scared, those sort of feelings more than anything. And of course, the financial was my biggest worry because, you know, we're coming I never had a silver spoon, we can put it like that. So all of that was worries, you know what I mean? Because you want to provide for your kids if and when you're going to have them. So, yeah. But, I mean, it's all worked out. I sort of never give up and just push through, always thinking and trying to come up with something better.
Were you in the birth? Were you at the birth?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I was at the birth. I was there.
I had
a front row seat.
They say don't look down.
His birth was actually quite traumatic. His birth was really emotional actually, because he sort of wasn't coming out right at the end, and she wasn't dilated enough, and his heartbeat started to drop. So what happened was they said, they're going to have to do a cesarean C-section. So they sort of rushed around to the next room and gave me scrubs. So I was all dressed up in the scrubs and in the next room. Mm-hmm. And they was just they put that gel on her stomach, mm-hmm. like they're going to make the incision.
Mm-hmm.
And then they looked one last time before they made the cut, and his head had come out. She had dilated enough, so she gave birth to him in the C-section room. So it was quite emotional, actually.
Mm.
Yeah, so that was a event.
So it was emotional.
It was emotional, yeah, definitely.
Did you cry?
Real men don't cry. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
I did bust a tear.
Of course.
He busted a tear, yeah.
Of course. And plus he's a boy. He was a boy as well, your first.
Yeah. I was blessed to get a boy first. I've always wanted a boy first. Always wanted a boy first.
So it would be interesting to talk to you about that journey from not being chuffed to then having the baby in your hands at the end, that emotional journey that you must have gone on, of like, oh, I can't provide, I'm not ready for this, to here he is.
Well, when you see your flesh and blood, when you see your little boy come out and he's all right, especially the thing, is he gonna be all right, what's going on, you see what I mean? Because it's all new for me, and I was quite young.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, when you see that he's all right and he takes his first breath and thing,
mm-hmm.
everything you see, you just know it's going to be all right from there. I just felt like, yeah, regardless, he's healthy, happy and well, and I'm going to do my best by him. And that's all I can do.
Mm.
So that's what I've been doing. From then till now, I'm trying to keep going with it.
Do you think that having your children now has motivated you to in your business?
Yeah, 100%, 150%, Bev. Because I want to secure a nice future for them, a better future for sort of break the chain, the generational kind of poverty, kind of break it and set them up to have a better chance in life.
Mm.
Put down one house for them, maybe put down one house then, you know?
Mm. Well, you know, we're all trying to leave our kids something better than what we had.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But not everybody wants to do their own business. You know what I'm saying? So what made you want to do your own business then?
You know, I've always wanted to do my own business.
Mm.
One of the main driving forces is that I don't like working for other people.
I don't think any of us do.
I don't really like this sort of having to answer to other people. And then, of course, the freedom as well that it gives me,
mm-hmm.
To sort of give more time to my family and stuff, right. And be around. And if I need to change up, something pops up, I'd have to call no one to say, oh, look, this is what's going on. I can just make them decisions myself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then financially, of course, it's better than working for someone, I'd say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what type of father do you think that you're trying to be now that, you know, you've basically come to terms with that you're going to be you're a dad, you've got three kids, you've set up your own business, which has motivated you, and you want to provide for them, but what else do you think is important for you in being a father to them?
It's a tricky one, you know, it's a tricky one to answer. Just to show them the right way in life and sort of try to raise them balanced as I can, mm-hmm. with my partner.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just want them to be balanced, loving, happy, ultimately.
Yeah.
And secure in it in life.
Mm.
You know?
So do you
secure, self-confident as well.
Mm.
Build them up, you know what I mean? Speak life into them. Build them up every day.
I like
that. Let them know they can.
Speak life into them. Let them know they can.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, school is just the beginning of your journey, isn't it? You know, your son's only been in school a couple of years, isn't it?
He's, what is he now? Year two.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like he's been there for 8 years, but yeah, he's only year two.
Mm.
So we're just starting off with him, yeah.
So that's a journey and a...
You know what? No, I'm on the phone. You're going to have to come back, all right?
But you've got other people, you've got other siblings who are in education, haven't you?
I've got other siblings that are in education.
Yeah.
My brothers and sisters.
Yes, your brothers and sisters.
In education now.
I thought you'd said one time that homeschooling, one of the...
My sister homeschools, uh-huh. And also my cousin as well.
Okay.
But my sister's actually, she's a teacher.
Okay, right.
So
you've got some support.
I got some support, yes. This always helps me. If I shout her, if I need any ideas, or mm-hmm. I can say I'm doing it this way, and she says, why don't you try it this way? We'll bring him round. Mm. So I've got that support, which is nice for me and my missus. Because mm-hmm. my partner normally, obviously where I'm working, it's more her with the homeschooling mm-hmm. at the moment, mm-hmm. Just in the lockdown. I would love to be able to actually homeschool full time, but... still haven't really worked that one out yet, so we'll see.
Well, the only advice I give anybody who wants to do homeschooling is you need to be organized, you need to be focused, and you need to be consistent.
Yes, consistency is the tricky one, I think.
Yeah.
Well, it's because you got, like you say, you got to be consistent and focused. Because and structured as well. Because you know you can't wake up one morning and you know it's just kind of relaxed and no work's not being done, etc. You still got to have them boundaries so you can learn and develop.
And learning can be fun because you can do learning outside of four walls. you know, you can teach and you can learn while you're walking, while you're on public transport. Well, this is before lockdown. You know, museums, you can learn on the go. And for some students, that is the best way, you know?
Yeah, I think that way of learning would definitely suit him better. Definitely.
I know you got boys and girls, right? So do you think you treat your son differently to your daughters?
I don't like to admit it, but I think so. I'm a lot softer with my girls, and I don't know why that is. To tell the truth, no, I didn't. I was scared to have boys. I never wanted no daughters, man. Mm. I never wanted no daughters. I don't know if I was a bit wild as a child myself. So I didn't want any daughters.
I think I'm reading between the lines. Listen, right? Yes, I like the way you said that, Ollie. I like the way you said that.
If you get me.
Yeah, let me get to you.
I'm glad that I've had daughters. I'm glad that I've had daughters. And I definitely got a soft spot for my little girls. Definitely. I think I'm a bit harder on my son, just naturally. But I try and make sure they all feel equal though at the same time.
Equal. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Because earlier on you was talking about balance. And balance for boys, this is just all right, I got two girls, you know that, right?
Yeah.
The balance for me is trying to make them be assertive, but also in contact with their emotions and feelings.
Yeah.
And I think that sometimes the stereotype is that it's easy for girls to be in their feelings only and not mm-hmm. to think irrationally. To think rational,
logically.
Whereas the expectation is with a boy that he will be logical, but he shouldn't have his emotions.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting if you want to have balance, how you develop that with your son, and how you develop the rational and the balance of emotions with your daughters.
Yeah.
So that there is an even scale, if you understand.
I think that kids that have two parent households naturally come out more balanced, because what as a father, what I can give and what I give to my kids is from a father's perspective and a man's perspective, a man's side, and then what my woman, wife, partner gives is also from the woman's perspective. And I feel that it just gives kids more of a balance anyway, if that makes sense. I don't know, agree or disagree with me. What do you think?
Well, okay. First of all, there's an assumption that just because a man and woman are in the house, that they're both in the house.
It depends on the relationship, yeah.
Yeah. I think my partner and I split about 7 years ago, but it was important for him to still be involved in the children's life, because even though he no longer lives with us, they still needed to know that there was male and female, there's a balance. Yes. And so therefore it was important for them to still have that contact, and they still have that contact today. So I think just assuming that someone's in the house doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have that balance. Yeah.
100%.
And also, if you don't explain it and just assume it, then you don't have an understanding. Well, that's my opinion. Right?
Yeah. Because, the reason
that's the only thing, and I'm just explaining it in that sense, you know.
Yeah.
Because you're in the house, your partner's in the house. When the children try and play on or off against each other, you know, it is that conversation you have with your son and say, no, you're not going to play mum and dad off against each other. We already know this game. Mum does it this way, dad does it this way. You learn this is the way we do it. This helps you have balance.
Yeah. The reason I sort of say that is because my sister, she's got a few children, and her first baby dad, or whatever you want to call it, father, they split.
Mm-hmm.
But she's with her second partner,
mm-hmm.
which she's got three for, the three youngest,
mm-hmm.
and her son, her kids, that the older three, especially the boy that's not had dad around, mm-hmm. he's a lot less balanced from what I see from the boys below him. Mm. So that's where I sort of came to that conclusion. But I get your point as well, where if it's explained, etc., etc., and if dad's still in, because the thing is with her first, dad's not really around, so. And wasn't around for long before she got with her second.
Mm.
So obviously, the older boy, he's missed out on that sort of thing. So that's what I picked up from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The kids, that's why it sort of, my logic was just like, okay, I see kids with both two parents around and doing positive gives a better balance all around. But not to say that it can't be done if people are separate and still involved.
I think, you know, I think in our culture, right, there's a lot of blended. They love the term blended at the moment, but we had blended from long, long time ago. You know, and I've got some other mothers who want to talk about when you've had children from different fathers all grow up together in one house, and some of the issues that can cause.
And
specifically, there's this silence that you're my child, your brother, your sister, and don't matter how you got here, and we're all one. But there's so much unspoken emotions around that we need to talk about in order to heal. You understand?
Yes.
We need to talk about it in order to heal, because we've got anger. I had anger. I mean, nobody else. I had anger. Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, where the hell did this person come from? And you know, from being the eldest, I'm now the youngest. This no work. All this work out.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, there's another one coming from yard, or there's another one coming from someone else's house, or this is your half brother and sister, but they're not. That's your dad's been messing around, and this is a child that's come from outside the home.
Yeah. Same scenario with my sister as well.
All of that happens, and adults talk about it, but nobody talks to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nobody asked me, how's it going with your sibling, you know, the alien that landed on your doorstep. No one talks to me about it, and I'm the one who's walking around with the issues. And then when no one
looking... Are you talking from the perspective of the sibling?
I'm talking from the perspective of the sibling.
Okay.
Because when my brother did turn up on my doorstep, and then my stepfather's daughter turned up on my doorstep, the two of them beat my ass.
Yeah? Okay.
I was being beaten up in my own home, which for a long time I was the only one in it. And then suddenly I've got these people, and when we're going out, we all got to dress and smile. Oh, this is my, and this is my, and this is my. And we got to smile like nothing's going on.
Yeah, no, that's not right.
No, but you understand what I'm saying. There's a lot of us feeling that pain, that silence.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've just got to let people know who may have joined us, because we've been chit-chatting away. I'm speaking to Ollie. He's a young father. He's a father of three, giving us his viewpoint on parenting and how he's dealing with things as a father. So if you've just joined us, we soon finish. Sorry, I forget to tell them all the ins and outs at the beginning, but we just wandered off the subject just a little.
We get lost in conversation, don't we?
just a little. So I've only got one more question really for you.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, come in. Also, you have your children, them dear, and it's time for you to spend time with
dinner, a mech.
Right, you understand. I'm not able for your wife to come beat me, yes?
Yeah.
So last question, right?
If you
were speaking to a younger man than you about becoming a father, what one piece of information or advice would you want to pass on?
Don't do it. I'm joking. That's a good question, you know. Do you know what I'd say? Is this a father that's expecting or he's thinking about making that decision to be a father?
No, you know, so we never think about it. It just happens.
It just happens. Like if he so happened to be thinking about it with his partner and he spoke to me, what I'd tell him is make sure you work on yourself first and try and sort of accomplish the majority of your goals as a single person or as a person with your partner, be it travel, career, physical goals, whatever it may be, your passion, you know what I mean? Try and work on those things first, because with kids, obviously, comes a lot of responsibilities and a lot of restrictions. So, you know what I mean? You're not going to have that freedom to sort of just travel as and when. But you're always going to have that worry. Once you have a child, you're always going to have that worry. You know what I mean? It's not like when I was younger, I remember we did go to Spain a couple of times, me and my siblings and all of this sort of stuff. And I did feel free out there. But see, like if I try and go away now, I've always got that worry with the kids. So it's different, isn't it? It's a big responsibility. So, and as well, make sure to the best of your ability that you're compatible with the mother of your children. Because that's a headache in itself if things go left, do you know what I mean? And things break down. But at the end of the day, nothing's guaranteed and you have to go for it. That's life, innit? So, you know what I mean?
For a minute there, I thought you were going to say, to the brother who's thinking about it, tool up and make sure you're safe when you're having sex. That's what I thought you was going to say.
There's not so many words, but yeah.
No, but I love the way in which you say it kind of diplomatically, and I'm just raw, you know, like, okay. You know what I mean?
You know, it's the first time on the podcast, and I don't want to blow the ears.
I like the fact that you said first time, because you definitely have to come back and talk about compatibility and partners. What is it that you should be looking for?
Yeah.
because I hear a lot of other people on different podcasts talking about different things with regards to women, but because you're in a sort of long-standing relationship, it might be interesting to hear what you think.
That's something I definitely would speak on, and something that I feel like I've got some experience in as well, because, I mean, I'd a little while back now, I'd speak to my pups and tell him, you sort of raised me wrong, pups, because you did raise me when I was younger coming up to feel like, you know, sort of sleeping with this girl and that girl was like an achievement. But I said, you know what, pups, I realise you can't really put that on your CV, you know what I mean? it don't really work out like that. And I said, what should I have taught you then, son? And I basically, what I got from sort of certain situations and heartbreaks and whatnot was that the way we connect, or the way I was connecting with women was the wrong way, was sort of backwards. So I'd connect from the lower chakra up.
Right.
So connect sexually first, you know, so you might meet a girl, end up start seeing her, you know, you have a couple of drinks, it's all fine, in the morning she's gone or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a couple of weeks, maybe she might stick around a couple more hours in the morning, you start bust two jokes, you realise, oh, she's cool, you start to grow them feelings for each other.
Mm.
But bear in mind, this is before you sort of understood if you sort of are compatible morally, and then can you stimulate each other mentally, but before you know it, you're entwined in love with someone, and you can't just walk away when you realise that you might not see it on the same, have the same moral views, same, etc., etc.
Mm.
And you know, kind of, you know what I mean. So what I've learned and what I teach to my son is that obviously you're gonna hit that age where you have your fun, you understand your body, whatever it is, but understand when you're looking for a life partner what it is you're dealing with, because you're investing a big chunk of your life and time into someone, and God forbid it's the wrong person, because it can hurt.
Mm.
You know. So court your woman first, get to know her, take her on dates, see if you lot are compatible properly on a deeper level than a sexual level.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are, then go for it. If you're not, then you know, keep looking.
Mm. Very profound, Ollie. Mr. Window Cleaner with the frames and seals for Oliver and Cole Company. If you're interested in getting a window cleaner, which area? Give us the location so people who are listening, if they want to support a brother in his business, which areas do you cover? Just
most of south. Most of south. So
South London.
Most of South London. Yeah, most of South London. So if you drop me a text. Well, cool. I'll get right back to you and we can sort it out, definitely. And the prices are fair as well, I'll put that in there.
Do you want people to email you, or do you want them to call you? Because I can put the links.
Put the number up. Text is brilliant. If you just text me with your address and name, and then what I can do is, if I cover your area, I can just text you straight back and let you know when I can come around and give you a free quote.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you're happy with the price and everything, then I go ahead and clean the windows as well, just like that.
So, shall I just give the number out now?
Just the number, yeah.
07961804717, yeah?
Yeah, perfect.
So, everybody, again, get your paper and your pen. And if you're looking for a window cleaner, I've been using his service for over a year now. He is reliable. He's not paying me to advertise this service. I'm helping another young, black, upwardly mobile, seeking young brother. And the number is 07961804717. Text your address. Please don't abuse the company number. He's already in a relationship. He ain't interested in nothing else. Don't even try that, right? Just pure business only. And if it's not business
we are dealing.
Pure business we are dealing, right? And don't waste the brother's time either, because you're just here. He's got three kids. He ain't got time for you to waste. So anyway, thank you very much, Ollie, for joining us on this podcast.
My pleasure, Bev. Honestly, it's been nice.
I wish you and your family every blessing, as the listeners as well. You got deal with your loved ones, dinner and everything. And all right. We'll link up and chat.
All right, time. Love.
Blessings, yo.
Blessings every time. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
So, yeah, that was Ollie. I did give out the information about his business. It's called Frames and Seals. And if you're really into this Black Lives Matter movement, or even if you're not and you want to support a young Black man in his own business, then, you know, he did say, text your address. You're in South London and you want your windows cleaned. It's a reliable service. Anyway, I want to say thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed yourselves. The cat never bothered us, but children did. But it's all good. So until next time, remain safe. I am out.